well-being grantor. I have horses, cattle, and a lot of land. What I need now is some people to help me. Son, go into town and find me some workers. Tell them I'll pay them a fair day's wage.
Yes, sir? Okay, I'll take you guys here.
So, you have some neckerchiefs that the ranch hand is going to hand out to you. Just give a handful to each table, Maya. So put those on as either bandanas or neckerchiefs or around your arm or whatever you want, because you are the chosen ranch workers today. Just throw them on the table, Maya. A handful.
Come on,
I think they need some more. Hey, stay on task over there. Okay, start working, folks. Start working.
working and the rancher will pay you now.
What? Sorry? You gotta say loud.
Oh, the rancher would like to pay you now. Guys, guess what? I am a wealthy rancher. I have horses, cattle, and a lot of land. Afternoon, laborers, I thank God, and I thank you that the harvest is in. Now I am delighted to pay you. Branch manager 3, please come and get the workers' pay.
Pay your bonuses.
I am happy to pay you a full day's pay for your hard work. Without you, I never would have got the harvest in.
One each. Thank you. wait, sorry, I'm wrong. I'm in the wrong place here.
Okay, hold on a minute. We've worked so long. We've worked the whole day, and you're just going to give us the same wage as both guys? Like, I mean, some of us work the whole day.
Came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. Words of Scripture for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. We will not grumble when others receive enough, but rejoice that God has provided for all. I put some questions up here for discussion. I'm going to invite you at your little table groups to take just a few minutes to discuss this story on the story or what they were talking about, anything they want to share with the group about what they were talking about in your group. Okay, so somebody here said it's a double-edged sword, but we are grateful, and it is a privilege, really, to be in a situation where we can help others. Because it feels way better to help than to be the recipient. So it is a privilege. Yeah, it's a great example of the kingdom of God at work in those situations when we're in crisis. And so that's why when people are oppressed or in crisis or anything like that, that's when it works the best, really, you know? Crisis, when there's a crisis. Earthquake. That's right. People just help each other when we're in crisis. And somebody had a comment I'm doing that I'll just pass along as well. They said, but there are people out there who could work, who don't work. This story is not talking about those people. It's talking about the last. And we know there are people in our society who nobody will hire because I was listening to a broadcast yesterday where there's this young fellow, developmentally delayed, we would have called him Down syndrome at one time, desperately wanted a job, but nobody was giving him a job. It's those people that society kind of rejects and won't hire they're all standing out in the morning looking for a job, right? All of them. But only some of them get hired. And then they go out because they need more laborers, and they hire maybe the second choice. And finally they go and they hire the people who most people wouldn't hire. Yes, go ahead. The economics of change and mechanization and stuff like that. So Anne was just saying, for those who couldn't hear, is there used to be jobs. We used to be more open to hiring people for jobs and that sort of thing, but when economies and mechanization and big business starts taking the cream of the crop and people become sidelined for, yeah.
Yeah. A nice example of this actually, I think we can talk about it, you don't necessarily see a reversal, but
Chance to have this conversation. Let's join together now.